This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senators Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke were among the 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls to take to the stage in Miami last night for the first debate of the 2020 presidential election season. This Colorado man is an independent voter who watched the debate and tells us,
Elizabeth Warren, being the only woman on stage, was willing to give away her private health care in favor of a public health care for all system has been pretty inspiring. Cory Booker's stance on the Iran deal has been very interesting to see.
Another 10 Democrats will take the stage tonight. The U.S. Supreme Court has punted a key case involving partisan gerrymandering, which is the political process of drawing congressional districts. In a North Carolina case, the justices said they can't decide an issue that's up to state legislatures, the ruling 5-4. And this is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1-ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plate. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
President Trump's arrived in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit. The president has reportedly recently discussed ending America's defense pact with Japan, saying it's too one-sided. He was asked by reporters upon his touchdown in Japan about his relationships with America's longtime allies.
Well, I think I can say very easily that we've been very good to our allies. We work with our allies. We take care of our allies. We, generally speaking, I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies.
The nation's economy picking up some speed in the year's first quarter. Final figures out from the Commerce Department showing the economy grew at an annual rate of 3.1% in the first 3 months of this year, up from 2.2% in the final quarter of last year. Meanwhile, the Labor Department reports 227,000 Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, about 7,000 more than analysts had expected. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A California woman is dead after a shark attack in the Bahamas. The Royal Bahamas Police Force reporting that 21-year-old Jordan Lindsay of Torrance, California, was snorkeling near Rose Island yesterday afternoon when she was attacked by three sharks. Officials say her family saw the sharks coming and tried to warn her, but she apparently didn't hear them in time. One of ESPN's most recognizable faces and voices is retiring. Bob Lee's been the most established and trusted voice at ESPN, starting 3 days after the network launched in July of 1978. He's been off the air since September when he announced he was taking a six-month sabbatical, but now he's announced he is retiring at the end of this month. Lee was asked by his colleague Jeremy Schapp on Outside the Lines what's next for him.
I've got some thoughts, some ideas. I've been very involved at Seton Hall University, my alma mater, doing some things where we have some ideas, and so that's why. There are other things to do and a chance not to do it.
Lee won 11 Emmy Awards at ESPN and won 4 Edward R. Murrow Awards. And Vanderbilt defeated Michigan last night to win the College World Series. Pat DeMarco homered, and Stephen Scott drove in 2 for Vanderbilt to win 8-2 in the final game of that best-of-3 series. It's the second national championship for Vanderbilt in the past 6 years. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about America. If we're going to get back on track, I think that on one hand, it's good that you know you're on the wrong track, but what is the right track? Many of us would say that it has to start with our U.S. Constitution and the freedoms that we enjoy as enumerated there in the Constitution. We have let go of that. We've bought into this sentiment and this very liberal aspect that the Constitution is elastic. The Founding Fathers didn't really mean what they meant to say. But, let's toss out a couple of hundred years worth of, worth of debate and military action to fight for our freedoms, and let's set up a whole new country altogether. Is it any wonder that we find ourselves in chaos right now? Now, as bad as it may seem on the surface for us, our next guest is going to bring to light about Islam and Sharia and the Islamization of the West. Annie Cyrus is going to be with us in just a moment. You imagine, at 9 years old, her father sold her. I can't even imagine this. Her father sold her for $50 as a child bride in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And you say, how can this happen? It's the culture. It's part of Islamic law. That's how this happens. Annie Cyrus, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Well, the pleasure is ours, because you are the founder of Live Up to Freedom. You produce the Glazov Gang and National Director of American Truth Project. This is what the show is all about. We're about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And you bring to bear on the modern dissertation an expression of Islam, you bring the truth that has made people feel uncomfortable. You, and like many others that I've spoken with, have a bounty on your head. Muslims are not happy that you're bringing the truth to the West.
That's correct. Yes, I do have a couple of bounties on my head. But as you mentioned, I'd rather tell the truth regardless of consequences I will face personally, because unfortunately, I was actually listening to your radio before I came on, and the discussion you had applies on the same aspect of Islam and Islamization. We have a mainstream media that is sugarcoating this problem and turning it into a good thing. Mm-hmm. That if people like me don't come out and tell the truth, unfortunately, my fellow Americans are just going to face the same fate my motherland did, and that's something I can't afford as a person.
Well, thank God for your courage and for what you're doing on behalf of freedom here in this country. You are now an American citizen, and as you've expressed before, Annie, you are enjoying freedom. You're seeing the difference of what our founding fathers had instituted and spelled out quite clearly in the U.S. Constitution. And I got to imagine for you, as a new citizen, you probably look at some of you know, the loose conversation and, you know, the lies that are put out there. And you, it's got to be shocking to you as a new citizen of America and understanding the freedoms firsthand, because you know what it's like to be considered less than and to be mistreated under Islam.
Absolutely. The transition from being who I was, considered a Muslim woman, to become a free American woman, I would say it took years and years and years. And I'll be honest with you, it's still part of me is not fully, hasn't fully adapted to what I am in reality of life under our constitution of freedom in America. But just getting here and realizing and understanding and appreciating what I have called freedom in America, it took me years.
Well, and it's no wonder that it's still a process and you're still going through it. It reminds me of a dear friend who was a missionary in Poland when the walls were up. And you had the, you know, communist curtain that was taking place. And as a missionary, anyway, he married a Polish gal. He comes to the United States of America. Now, keep in mind, in Poland at the time, this is not foreign to you. I know you understand this, is that whenever a truck would pull up alongside the road, everybody queued up. They didn't know what they were selling or what they had in the back of the truck, but they just knew they had to queue up. Because even if it was a garden hose, they could, you know, they could trade it for fruit or something that they needed, right? That was everyday life for the Polish at that period of time. Well, she comes to the United States of America. Her husband's a missionary. He's based out of Long Beach, California. And you imagine the look on her face when she walked into a grocery store. And there's all the fruits and vegetables and choices and everything else that's there. And she just starts crying. You know, she just cannot believe that here in America, you know, compared to in Poland, she's thinking, my family is queuing up in lines, endless lines behind trucks, whatever truck they can get behind, to get whatever's there. And here in America, you just walk into a store and it's on the shelf. Are you kidding me?
Yes, and then more shocking part is when you look around and there are actual Americans who are complaining about the way it was ordered or the way it looks or the price of it or why we have this brand and not that brand. I can't tell you every day, just normal daily life of mine, how many times I want to go and say, listen, you have no idea what you have. Just appreciate it, be grateful, and move on with your life.
Exactly.
Every day, little tiny things in life that people just don't understand, that Islamic countries, including the, you know, Me Too movement and women's march and feminist movements, all of those. I literally want to sit down and talk to every single one of them. That you want to talk about women's rights, let's go to Islamic countries.
Yes.
Let's go there and see who has rights.
Mm. And what can we do with the rights here in America today if we, you know, thought more positively about it instead of claiming a right but activating in a positive manner? I mean, this is what you bring to the discussion, which is so important, Annie, because, as you say, the hashtag movements, the feminist movement, they get bogged down and they actually divide us. They don't unite us. And what you are doing as, you know, as a citizen of America and someone that brings this breadth of firsthand knowledge of oppression of women, you bring a unifying reality that if women would listen to what you're saying, and men, and I'd say the entire, you know, body of the citizenry of America, if they heard your story, well, I'll tell you, I think we would be better positioned to take this country, to make it truly great again, and take it to the next level, because we're united as a group. Yes, there might be some things that we take exception to, but the whole idea of E Pluribus Unum is that we have to gravitate and centralize our thinking on the one unifying factor that our founding fathers presented to us, and that's freedom for all, right?
Exactly.
Well, we have an awesome opportunity here, Annie, and I am so grateful that you're here as a unifying voice and speaking to women and speaking to this country, because they don't understand the threat of Islam that is no longer existential. It is here amongst us, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. That's one thing I always say. I said, don't say it's coming, because it's already here. The only thing is we are so distracted by the division you were just mentioning. Mm-hmm. We are so distracted by taking advantage of what most of you were born into that we are not seeing the bigger picture and the danger that we're facing.
Exactly.
Because
we've got to go to break. More from Annie after this. Stay with us.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Xenon programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
From us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Imagine if you had the answer to life and it came upon you and you saw your fellow humanoids in a desperate situation that were lost in being abused and you got the answer to liberate them. What would you do? Would you stand up on the roof? Would you put your own life on the line and
just yell and scream and do whatever you could to get them freed? Well, in a way, this is Annie Cyrus's story. She's an Iranian-American human rights activist, founder of Live Up to Freedom. She's the producer of the Glazov Gang and national director of the American Truth Project. I had mentioned earlier incorrectly that she was sold as a child bride at the age of 9. Now, we do know in Islam that is the case. I mean, Muhammad himself married a young girl at the age of 6, consummated the marriage when she became 9. So the tradition now in Islam, in following the lead of Muhammad, is that women, young girls at the age of 9, are considered to be women, and they can be sold into marriage. And but in Annie's case, you were 14 years old, and your dad sold you for $50. What did your dad say to you, Annie, when he sold you?
He looked at me, and he said, "You're going to marry that guy." I pointed at a guy in the room. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. That was it.
And that was it? It was pack your bags, and you're off with this guy?
Pretty much was it, yes.
And so at that point, you became his property, and if you didn't behave, he was given full authority to do whatever he felt he needed to do in order to get you to comply.
Pretty much, and I'll be honest with you, it wasn't so much of, it's not that I was, you know, rebellious or anything, but the smallest thing that he wanted, and I couldn't perfectly meet his requirements, I was a punching bag. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned over and over that this guy was not shy to beat me, and I don't mean to slap me, because some people, well, rephrasing that, some Muslims say in Quran, chapter 4, verse 34, where Allah does mention that if you fear your wife will not obey you, go ahead and warn her, separate your bed, then strike her, beat her. Some imams or Muslims would like to explain that as, oh, it means gently slap her or push her or pinch her. No, no, no. So that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You get beat up with an inch of your life until you say, "I'm sorry, and I will do it exactly the way you like me to do it." That was my personal experience, that this guy would beat me to pieces of, to points of where I was bleeding and I had broken bones or fractured bones and bruises all over my body.
How prevalent is this treatment with other young women? Is this the normal case? It's all very accepted?
Absolutely. If you look at Islamic Republic of Iran's civil code, it does mention in there that the man is in charge of a woman, and a woman is not allowed to do anything without authorization of her male guardian, being either father or husband, if neither in picture, brother or grandfather from father's side. And if she doesn't do so, the male guardian is allowed to physically punish her. It's within the civil code of the country, mm-hmm. coming from the verse I just gave you, chapter 4, verse 34.
Right.
And that's exactly how it goes. If you're not obeying your husband, either under Sharia or just normal standard of cooking and cleaning your house, mm-hmm. he will beat you.
Oh. Yeah, you mentioned at one point your hair was showing. You didn't even notice it, but he did. And that led to another beating, right?
Well, here's the thing. I have had experiences as far as hijab goes. I'm so glad you brought this up, because that's another huge misunderstanding in Western countries, especially America now, because a lot of European countries are coming to realize the truth about it. But it's the whole subject of hijab.
Mm-hmm.
That I have had many Americans, women in America, tell me, "Hey, listen, it's their choice. If they want to wear the hijab, I'm not going to tell them otherwise." No, that is not the case. It's not a choice. I have been beat up by my father and my husband for accidentally showing hair. I have been arrested, put in handcuffs, put in detention center, and punished for accidentally showing my hair. And it wasn't that my hijab was fully removed. No, piece of my hair from the back or front was just showing. That's it.
Wow.
And I'm not the only one. If anybody looks up White Wednesdays, just go on Google, look up White Wednesdays.
White Wednesdays?
3 years. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's been 3 years that women in the Islamic Republic of Iran decided to start wearing all white every Wednesday and come out. Reason, under Islam, in Islamic Republic of Iran and any other Islamic country, colors are illegal. As a woman, you wear the full hijab in color black. Other than that, you'll be punished. Mm-hmm. So they decided to break the rule. From there, they decided to remove their hijabs on the streets. For last 1 year, we had over 38 women arrested, sentenced to 5 to 20 years prison time in Iran for removing their hijab fully on the streets. And all of this, again, comes from Quran. The choice Quran has given Muslim women is wear the hijab, or you can be sexually assaulted. The exact word in the Quran says, wear the hijab, so you won't be sexually assaulted. This is the choice we're talking about. The choice isn't I want to wear the hijab or I don't want to wear the hijab. It's I either wear the hijab or I can potentially be a target of rape by a Muslim man.
By any Muslim man, not your husband, just at that point, you're fair game.
Pretty much fair game, exactly.
And so then how does your husband look upon you after you've been raped for not being a good Muslim woman and wearing your hijab?
Here's the thing. The concept of rape doesn't exist under Islam. Mm-hmm. A woman who was raped, if she goes and reports a rape, she requires 4 male witnesses to that rape, which is impossible. You never have 4 mm-hmm. men standing by watching you being raped.
Of course.
When that's disregarded, you automatically admit it to having sexual intercourse with a man, which is adultery under Islam, and you will be stoned to death.
Wow.
And your father or your husband have the right to kill you in name of honor and walk away with absolutely no punishment.
Annie, how pervasive is this in the United States of America, you know, that Sharia is being practiced here in this country?
Well, I have always said it. We are about 60 to 70% there, meaning 60 to 70% of this country already has Sharia.
Wow, you're saying...
Let me tell you why.
Okay, go ahead. We got about 2 minutes left here. Okay, go ahead.
I need 30 seconds.
Okay.
This country has over 1,600 mosques built. Every single mosque represents a Sharia court. That means every mosque in every area has enough Muslim practicing Sharia that they need their own court.
Wow. So what if the women step out of that and say, I'm going to take you to civil court and sue you according to U.S. law? Does that happen?
If that happens, she better either have an exit plan where she can go on their grid, or she better have her funeral planned. Because any woman who ever disobeys or try anything against her husband has committed adultery again, which gives the man the right to kill her.
How prevalent, we hear about honor killings from time to time. How prevalent are honor killings? How many do you think are happening here in the United States when you say 3/4 of the country is under Sharia law?
Based on record of our own government, we have between 24 to 37 honor killings a year taking place in America.
And nobody's saying anything. This is just going on and underreported. And somehow, you know, what is the government just thinking that the Muslims are going to work this out or what?
Oh, no. They are literally getting away with it with cultural differences. Nobody's calling it a Islamic action. They're calling it a Middle Eastern cultural action.
Well, Annie, we got to have you back. Thank you so much for being with us. We got to leave it there to be continued. Annie Cyrus, I'm Bill Martin.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free
standard installation and free equipment with Usenet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why Usenet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senators Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke were among the 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls to take to the stage in Miami last night for the first debate of the 2020 presidential election season. This Colorado man is an independent voter who watched the debate and tells us,
Elizabeth Warren, being the only woman on stage who was willing to give away her private health care in favor of a public health care for all system, has been pretty inspiring. Cory Booker's stance on the Iran deal has been very interesting to see.
Another 10 Democrats will take the stage tonight. The U.S. Supreme Court has punted a key case involving partisan gerrymandering, which is the political process of drawing congressional districts. In a North Carolina case, the justices said they can't decide an issue that's up to state legislatures, the ruling 5-4. And this is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
You know, after that conversation with Annie Cyrus, I'll tell you, if that doesn't bring freedom, the whole idea and concept of freedom for all into the crosshairs of our target, I don't know what will. I mean, here is a woman who has experienced the harshness and the brutal reality of Islam. I mean, been there, done that, got the beatings, wore the hijab, didn't conform. But thank God for America. Thank God that she had the ability to get out of that oppression and experience freedom. But listen to her words that said she still works through that to this day. I mean, the psychological impact that that had to have on her and how that has marked her. Thank God for her strength of character to stand up against, and there's no other word for it, but it really is evil. Anything that oppresses and minimizes the glory of God's creation is just absolute evil. And God bless her for her courage and what she is sharing with us here on the West, because there is so much about the Muslim religion that we do not understand because of the information, the misinformation that we're getting. We were told early on that they believe in taqiyya, and taqiyya gives them a license to lie because the ends justify the means. But that will be discussed more as we continue the conversation. Bill Donahue joins us now. His book, Common Sense Catholicism, talks about how to resolve our cultural crisis. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. In your book, you say that you analyze, three key elements of a democratic society: freedom, equality, and fraternity.
that they've been misconstrued by the so-called intellectuals and policymakers. I refer to them as the self-proclaimed elites. They basically do not respect the limitations of the human condition. Their lack of common sense has resulted in social and cultural problems rather than solutions to them. And, you know, this is what brain damages Main Street America. Some might refer to that as flyover or the deplorables or, you know, those people of reason, Bill, who say this just doesn't make sense. You know, what's being proposed under this, you know, progressive socialistic movement.
Well, that's a very good summary, Bill. Essentially, where I'm going with in this book, the three goals, the freedom, equality, and fraternity, of course, they were noble goals of the French Revolution. They got it wrong, just as the great thinkers, these great wizards in the humanities and the social sciences in particular, are getting it wrong today. And ultimately, why is it that I define them as basically stupid people, and I'm defining stupidity as a lack of common sense. Mm-hmm. And what common sense is all about is at least you must recognize two things. That there is such a thing as fixed human nature, mm-hmm. and there is such a thing as nature's God.
Right.
Now, you understand that. The listeners understand that. The great thinkers don't understand it. They reject it. They think that human nature is something that can be shaped like putty. We're all malleable. We can become anything we want. A man can become a woman, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, God doesn't exist because these people, the intellectuals, are too smart to believe in God. They're God in their own eyes. So exactly. Once you get those two things wrong, Bill, you get everything wrong in terms of your advice about norms and values and policies. And that, in essence, is why we have this cultural crisis.
Right. Well, our founding fathers understood that clearly as were writing up the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and said, you know, but for the nature of humanity, you know, you have to have these laws in place. The Bible tells us clearly that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If you take that out, you know, out of the proposition, and somehow you claim some sort of higher thinking, and you yourself then become God, Lord have mercy. You know, you've already failed, you know, the first proposition, right?
Well, as a matter of fact, this is not a hypothetical of what we're talking about here. It's already happened historically.
Exactly, exactly.
Mao Zedong killed about 77 million of his own people, about 67 million dead under Stalin. Hitler, in addition to the 6 million Jews, about another 18 million in Germany. Pol Pot destroyed about two-fifths of his entire population. Wherever you have this utopian idea, which mm-hmm. translated means nowhere.
Right.
Sometimes
let me add this to the premise here too. Let's talk about America. We've annihilated 60 million plus babies, an entire generation labor force. So let's throw that into the mix as well. All under this ideal that we're talking about, Bill.
Right. And of course, we have people running for president of the United States right now who are out trying to outdo each other as to how far they want to go. Mm-hmm. I don't know of one person running in the Democratic Party who isn't in favor of abortion through term right up until birth. And I will say that in two states, actually three states, in Montana, in Virginia, and in New York, operative right now in Virginia and New York, mm-hmm. if a baby is born as a result of a botched abortion and the baby is alive, the doctor is under no moral or legal obligation to save the kid, just let him die on the physician's table. So we're now into infanticide.
Exactly.
I have yet to hear any of these people condemn that.
No, they're not. They're celebrating it. We saw what happened in New York. They're high-fiving and having this party, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, what is going on? What have we reduced ourselves to that we're celebrating infanticide in this country? And, of course, Virginia took it to the next level and said, oh, we're going to offer comfort care. And you're exactly right with this, Bill. I mean, you know, and here's the same party that talks about health care being a right of every citizen of America. Well, what about the baby?
Yeah, they can begin where life begins, but they don't want to acknowledge that. But then they're always stuck, aren't they?
Right.
The sonogram has undermined them altogether, and they know they're losing this battle. Mm-hmm. They really know that they're losing the battle intellectually. Young people may have been lost on this whole question of marriage, but they're shocked by the pictures. And so the pro-life future is much brighter than it is with the marriage question.
Mm-hmm. Bill, and as I brought up on many occasions here recently especially, is that look who's leading the charge for pro-life. If you hear the Democrats, they would want you to believe it's just a bunch of angry white guys. It's women. It's women who have experienced the horrors of what the Supreme Court has thrust upon their bodies. We have empirical evidence. They are the ones that cannot sleep at night, that wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, oh my God, what have I done? And thank God, in a sense, that we have more men coming to that realization as well. The men who forced their girlfriends into abortions, the men who just passively went along, or the men that didn't know but then found out, their hearts are being crushed by the reality of their choices and what they allowed to happen to the women that they wanted to protect and honor. And, I've often said, Bill, that I think what is yet to be heard is the male version of the cry of Rachel from coast to coast in this country that's going to come from the men to realize that, oh, my God, I murdered my son or my daughter.
Well, you touched on the right word there, the reality of abortion. So what I try to do in the book, Common Sense Catholicism, is to show that the intellectuals live in a world of fiction. They try to say that there's no such thing as a baby when a woman is pregnant. So, what is it? They try to say that two men can get married. Well, we know that's a fiction. They can't create a family. I don't care what they can do in terms of the law, in terms of the positive law or the law that the government posits. I'm talking about the natural law, understood about right and wrong. And we have a lot of these ideas that are floating out there. We know a man can't become a woman. You can't change your chromosomal makeup.
Right.
Okay? But these people who are located mostly in the universities, they're the ones selling these ideas, and it's percolated down into our society. Even the corporations are now on board with this. I work right across the street from Macy's, the big Macy's, the largest
yes.
department store in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they have rainbow colors all over the place, the windows, off onto the sidewalk, because they're having a gay pride march this weekend.
Right.
This is insanity. What are people celebrating? I don't quite get it.
Well, they're celebrating a lie that they've bought into, Bill, and that's what happens when you begin to see things according to your own eyes and you're your own God. And here we are trying to do what we can to warn them that they're heading for a cement wall at Mach 5 speeds. Bill Donahue, his book, Common Sense Catholicism, more after this.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world says yes. Yeah. When the church wants to pray, yeah. All the world starts to pray.
I'll tell you, that is the call, isn't it? You know, in order to, you know, kind of check ourselves to see how are we lining up with God's will. And the solution is praying. You know, we've got to, you know, come to God. Even if you don't accept that you've got it wrong, at least start the conversation with God Almighty. Bill Donahue is the president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights, publisher of the League's journal Catalyst. He received his doctorate in sociology from New York University. He's the author of several books on civil liberties, social issues, and Catholicism. He is as well a noted TV personality, so you may have seen his wonderful-looking face on television as well. And we're talking about his book, Common Sense, Catholicism, How to Resolve Our Cultural Crisis. The three key elements that he notes in his book are absolutely essential to a democratic society are freedom, equality, and fraternity. Bill, we touched a little bit on freedom, but I want to give you a chance to kind of, you know, summarize that, and then we're going to talk about equality and fraternity and how these work together for the good of all concerned.
Right. Well, regarding freedom, the Catholic Church's teaching, which is in the Catechism, is also proclaimed by St. John Paul II, is probably the most countercultural idea in American society in 2019. Freedom is the right to do what you ought to do. Now, our culture rejects that. The idea that we should have an idea of freedom about what we should do toward others as a sense of responsibility and duty is regarded as burdensome mm-hmm. by the elite in our society. They believe that freedom is the right to do whatever you want to do, short of absolutely directly infringing on somebody else's rights. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have this push for assisted suicide and drug legalization and prostitution and pornography, and everybody's about there making up their own idea. Mm-hmm. Well, sociologically, I can say as a sociologist, that's simply illiterate.
Right.
Every society is based on a moral consensus, mm-hmm. a general agreement as to what right and wrong. That's broken down now because we have militant secularism bumping up against the traditional Judeo-Christian ideas.
Right.
Now, mm-hmm. So the idea of libertinism, which is basically liberty as license, is against what the founders wanted. It's against what the Catholic Church teaches, and that's part of our problem in terms of freedom. Mm-hmm. In terms of equality, the Catholic Church understands there's got to be some degree of income equality, but it doesn't think that because somebody makes more money than somebody else that he's a sinner. Mm-hmm. The Catholic Church understands that not every form of inequality is a representation of an inequity. We know that some students get an A, some students get a B, a C, a D, and an F. If it's done fairly, that's because
if you've earned it. Yeah, if you earned it. Yeah, exactly. And this
is, we live in a society today where they want to flatten everything. They want to mm-hmm. force equality. And that's an idea which runs counter to common sense as well. And the idea also, there are fundamental biological, I want to emphasize, biological differences between men and women. One is not better than the other. But to say that there are no differences is to deny reality, and that's what's being taught in the schools. They're teaching kids from kindergarten up that a boy can become a girl can become a boy, everything is fluid, there's no such thing as male and female, it's not binary. We now have the president of Smith College who says that motherhood was a cultural invention. No, motherhood is a reflection of nature.
Exactly.
But you see, if you reject nature and nature's God, what are you left with? You're left right. with this kind of insanity.
And the thing is, Bill, you can't, you know, in today's politically correct culture, you're damned if you call it out. But we, you know, fortunately for us, being, you know, independent, an independent media source, we can have this conversation without the threat of, you know, for now anyway, not being thrown into jail or being challenged with some sort of lawsuit, because we're in pursuit of the truth here. And what are we trying to do? We're trying to save humanity from these lies that are out there that really, you know, have no basis. I mean, test those lies against anything empirical. And they come up hollow. Freedom to do what you ought to do, and who says what you ought to do?
Well, that's why the three most dreaded words in the English language, according to the left, is God is thou shalt not. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be told what to do about their body, about anything. But somehow, after they abuse themselves, we have to pay for the
exactly.
results of their, you know, I mean, there's a narcissism there that is a very strong streak in our society today. You see it when people drive automobiles. You see it when you walk down the street. People literally walk into you while they're looking at their phones because they're in their own world. And this is all a result of a society which has become unhinged from its moral roots. Our moral roots are in our Judeo-Christian heritage. And once you say, I don't want that, you're down to basically saying, well, everybody makes up his own ideas. Bill, there was a guy in history by the name of Adolf Hitler who said, there's no such thing as truth. They're teaching that in the schools, but they don't want Hitlerian consequences. No, but let me tell you something. If everybody's allowed to pick and choose and decide what's right and wrong for himself, how are you going to say no to someone who's got a pernicious idea?
Exactly.
Who are you to say that that idea of killing innocents is wrong?
Right. Well, and that's it. That's where we're at. We're in the book of Judges. People are seeing things according to their own eyes. There is God to themselves. When you talk about this equality issue that they've been pushing as well to, you know, flatten things out, I mean, welcome to the world of mediocrity, Bill.
Well, listen, we all understand. One of the last examples of a meritocracy in America is athletics. Mm-hmm. And we see it in the Olympics. We see it in baseball, football, basketball, because it's based on hard work and the ability to win. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as everybody's given a fair shake, who cares about that? But the people in our society say, well, we have too many people of color who are being disciplined in the schools. Well, maybe we ought to find out why there's so many people of color who are being disciplined who are acting unruly.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes down to one word, fathers.
Yes.
Where there's father in the home, it has nothing to do with race or ethnicity. Mm-hmm. That's racist. It has everything to do with the family.
Right.
Where you see a father as well as the mother, and I'm talking here particularly about the boy,
mm-hmm.
they are different. They have more testosterone. I mean, I guess we can blame that on the cultural elite, too. I guess. I mean, this is madness.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're trying to accommodate this elite thinking, like as if they've got the answer. But God told us years ago, you know, I often refer to in the book of Genesis, that conversation with Cain before he killed Abel. You know, God spelled it out for him very clearly, and it echoes through the millennia. It says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, it's pretty simple, you know. And right, as God established right, and you could say righteous, you could say holy, everything that reflects God, it will go right for us. And
well, you see, you're talking about eternal truths, which there are.
Mm-hmm.
But the elite, the academic elite are trying to deny their eternal truths, and they're trying to deny the greatness of Western civilization anchored in Christianity. That's what gave us the idea of equality before the law and equality in the eyes of God. It didn't come from any other part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you replace that with an assault on it, in fact, with, under the guise of multiculturalism, that every cultural expression is equal. I mean, that's madness.
It really is, Bill. When you want to exchange an eternal truth and consequence for a temporal existence, I mean, this is what it's come down to?
Well, so that's why we have the kind of madness that you hear today of Rosie O'Donnell accusing the United States of having over 100,000 concentration camps.
Mm.
See, delusion sets in once you don't have any kind of anchor in reality.
Exactly.
And the reality is that there is such a thing as human nature and nature's God. That's what I keep coming down to. Once you deny the existence of human nature and the existence of God, you're capable of believing the most fantastic ideas, which really can become very, very dangerous.
It is scary, isn't it?
It showed us.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, Bill, you mentioned fraternity. I want we got a couple of minutes left. Let's unfold that that element as well, if you could.
Yes. I mean, fraternity here, I'm talking about a sense of community. It's been rooted in the Judeo-Christian ethos in this country for over 200 years, and it's worked out very well until about the last half century when it's been under assault. And you can't have a society based on radical individualism. That's what we're doing today. A society is based on bonds. The bond between the parents, the children, between the people in the community, the school, and the nation. We're tearing it apart under the idea of diversity. We're all different. We're emphasizing every difference in the world. Now, surely there are differences, culturally speaking, and, mm-hmm. and ethnic differences, and we should respect that.
Right.
But what they're doing is they're trying to drive a wedge into the bond that cements our society. And once you do that, you don't have any sense of community. You have every man for himself. And by the way, the left ought to think about this thing through. Once that idea sets in, it's the ones who are the most vulnerable who lose.
Yes.
It's not the ones who are the most powerful.
Right, exactly. Well, the whole idea of E Pluribus Unum is thrown out the door because
right.
they failed to realize what our founding fathers realized is that we're all immigrants. We're coming in from all these different angles into this country and perspectives. And when we can focus on the unum of what unites us,
right.
we're a powerful force, are we not? And we've demonstrated that historically.
And once, otherwise you just wind up with people pitted against each other, kind of a balkanized society where everyone's divided against each other. That's not a recipe for progress. That's social retardation. You're not going to get anywhere dealing that. And we have a nation of victims. Everybody thinks they're a victim. They want money. They want reparations. They want this. They want that. I mean, you know, we've got to get over this and come
together
as a people.
Without a doubt. If you want to resolve our cultural crisis, a good start would be Bill Donahue's book, Common Sense Catholicism. Highly recommended. Bill, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill.
You take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Maybe not to do.